Mr. Obama's new strategy for Afghanistan drew mixed reactions among Americans. Some criticized the size of the troop buildup in a war that has already lasted 8 years. Others questioned the wisdom of announcing a specific exit date. Afghan analyst Alam Payand, director of the Middle East Studies Center at The Ohio State University, says Afghans also hold opposing views about President Obama's new strategy for their country. He says they are split primarily over the matter of setting a deadline for troop withdrawal.
The people that study Afghanistan and analyze the situation think that the deadline is good for two reasons. One is that in those 18 months, probably both the United States and the coalition forces and also the government in Afghanistan will work hard to train the Afghan armed forces. And another point is that it will put the pressure on the Karzai government to implement some reforms and reduce the corruption. Otherwise, the Afghan government will not reform. But the people who are opposing this deadline, their argument is that this deadline will embolden the insurgents, and at the same time, it will lower the morale of others who are fighting against this insurgency.
Mr. Payand says some of the most vehement criticism of the Obama plan centers on concerns about widespread corruption in President Hamid Karzai's government.
Everyone knows that it is not only the strength of the insurgency, but it is the weakness of the government in Afghanistan. This is an important problem. We did not even talk about the opium cultivation and the drug production and the trafficking, which is fueling and criminalizing the economy, and some ministers are also involved in that. 18 months, the way I see it, it's not realistic.
Roy Gutman, foreign editor of the McClatchy newspaper chain, says President Obama's plan ignores the history of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and its contribution to the current dilemma. Mr. Gutman is the author of How We Miss the Story, Osama bin Laden, the Taliban, and the Hijacking of Afghanistan.
It's up to the president himself to lay out the parameters of what the United States is doing and why it's doing it. You just went back to the period of the Russian invasion, which was about 30 years ago this month. The U.S. played a huge role in funding and arming the Afghan resistance, and they actually carried the day, and the Russians had to leave 10 years later in 1989. I didn't hear any of that in President Obama's presentation. It really was the first of the series of steps that marked the end of the Cold War and the defeat of communism. He didn't say that at that point the United States abandoned Afghanistan about a year or two later.
Outlining his strategy during his speech at the U.S. Military Academy last week, President Obama said, "Our success in Afghanistan is inextricably linked to our partnership with Pakistan, but Pakistanis fault the United States for helping to create the instability the region faces today." At least that's the opinion of former Pakistani diplomat and journalist Akbar Ahmed.
The strange and interesting fact is that both Pakistanis and Afghans have been complaining for the last several decades about America walking away from Afghanistan-Pakistan after the Soviets left in the late 1980s. So the complaint was that we need America to be a steady friend, to stay the course with us. We need to find a solution to this complete collapse of law and order that we are seeing around us. The drone strikes are creating a great disquiet, again feeding into the anger. The talk of drone strikes now opening up into Balochistan is going to complicate things, because Balochistan is Pakistan's largest province and adjacent to Iran. Again, Pakistanis are complaining that our sovereignty is involved here.
Mr. Ahmed, who now chairs the Islamic Studies Department at the American University in Washington, says one finds a great deal of anti-Americanism among Pakistanis today, and that, he says, has been partly inflamed by reaction to U.S. drone attacks in the tribal regions of Pakistan, during which the government estimates between 500 and 600 innocent people have been killed.
So there is all this cumulative effect of the American presence and the paradox that while Pakistanis may not be particularly happy about so many Americans being involved on this side of the border, they at the same time would not want America to just pack up and leave, as happened a few decades ago after the Soviets left.
Roy Gutman says the task America now faces in the region is immense, and it is greatly aggravated by Afghanistan's weak central government.
The president has said that should the central government not reform itself and not cooperate with American requirements, that the United States would circumvent them and go straight to the regions. I don't think that particular threat is necessarily a positive way of dealing with the powers that be. And in fact, it carries risks of its own that you could develop a place that's so decentralized that it cannot be governed. This is going to take years. It's not going to be over in 18 months or in 24 months. What really is required here is a long-term American commitment.
The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says the next 18 months are critical to reversing Taliban momentum in Afghanistan. President Karzai says he hopes his new army and police force will be able to take over security control in 5 years, but it could take 15 to 20 years for Afghanistan to be able to pay for its own security. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Gates promised Afghans this week, "Our government will not again turn our back on this country or this region." For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.